of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, November 26, 2019. Here are the headlines. Dr. Thompson Fontaine has expressed disappointment at some CARICOM leaders' public decision not to interfere in Dominica's fight for electoral reform before they participate in another general election. The Statistics Research and Information Technology SRIT unit within the Ministry of Agriculture in Antigua has received much needed equipment from AICA to strengthen its data collection capacity. And at least 18 people have been killed after a deadly 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Albania, the Defense Ministry says. The news brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited. We'll be back with more details after this.
Why not stay in? Turn off the alarm clock and sleep some more on your perfect mattress from Quartz. For the widest range of mattresses from the world's best brands, the best value guaranteed. Shop today and let our sleep experts help you to decide on the best option to suit your needs. At Quartz, we don't just sell mattresses. We're offering you the best night's sleep. So, sleep in a little on your new mattress from Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. As we go about our daily lives, we must all remember that violence against women and girls are still very rampant in Dominica, but not just in our society, but across the world. We continue to face division, selfishness, hatred, jealousy, anger, bitterness, and most importantly, emotional, physical, verbal, and mental abuse, not just by men, but women also. Violence against women in any form is not acceptable, and that's according to President of the Business Professional Women of Dominica, Rhoda St. John. She says that domestic and all forms of violence is an abuse, and it is not accepted. It's time to stand up and speak out. Enough is enough. End violence against women and girls at school, in the home, on the job, in government, at churches, on the playground, the list continues. Do not sit and watch your neighbor being abused and say she look for it. Don't sit and see your friend being abused and say good for her. Do not help your partner, family, peers to lambaste others and say is my friend that. It's time to stand for right and do what is right. BPW Dominica will in the near future take action and fight the cause of violence of all forms, especially verbal abuse, that oh-so-common abuse that seems to be emotionally, psychologically killing of females in society. We call on Dominica to introduce a sex offenders registry and amend the law to punish the perpetrators of verbal abuse. Once found guilty of such, our women are hurting, their reputation being diminished, their characters tarnished, and this continues because no one is paying for their tongue. I am a victim of verbal abuse, St. John says, and she says enough is enough. There are many women hurting all because of verbal abuse. On this day, the beginning of our 16 days of activism, I encourage all Dominicans to stand up and speak out against violence against women and verbal abuse against women in our society. You're listening to Q95 News. Dominica is one of four Caribbean countries receiving support from a $9.4 million investment under the United Kingdom government. The Skills for Youth Development SKYDE project will target underprivileged youth and unemployed persons between the ages of 15 and 30. Representative of the project is Abraham Jura. He says the SKYDE project has the salient objective of training and certifying 6,000 youth.
In the former Windward Islands of Dominica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Grenada, and facilitating them as far as possible in transitioning from training to employment. The Commonwealth of Dominica is of particular interest to the SKYDE project because the Commonwealth of Dominica has the least developed training and certification system among those islands. However, our interest in this activity today is based on the fact that during the design phase of the project, And during the labor market surveys that were conducted, it was determined that there appears to be a disconnect between the training that is delivered, particularly skills training, and the needs of the workplace to which they were hired eventually, to the effect that one, some graduates are not able to successfully transition to employment, and in other cases, they got into employment but were not able to function effectively.
Representative of SKYD Project is Abraham Durand. Meantime, Chief Executive Officer of VF Inc. Valda Henry has challenged key organizers and business organizations to take action.
But not just the key organizers, but all of the business, government institutions, NGO and civil society here today, to not make today be just another talk shop. Today has to be a call for action. And how do we ensure that this call for action continues to bear fruit? Because I don't know about you all, but I say to you, something has to give in Dominica. That economy needs more than a jolt. That economy needs some vibrancy. That economy needs some innovation and creativity so that each one of us can be our best selves being right here in Dominica. Not having to seek greener pastures to make life better for us.
Chief Executive Officer of VF Inc. Valda Henry, Director of the Dominica TVET Council, Philester Riviere, says the overarching goal of the symposium is to create a platform for effective dialogue to ensure that skills training programs are designed to meet the needs of the current working market.
And to establish a clear call for transformative action towards the development of a skilled workforce that is agile, scalable, flexible, and sustainable. Furthermore, the expected outcomes for this symposium are as follows. We want to ensure that you leave here with a better understanding of the role and function of the Dominica TVET Council, a better understanding of TVET in improving economic competitiveness, a better understanding of the needs of employers for employee development in attitudinal and competency-based skills, the acquisition of effective strategies, new ideas, and recommendations for mapping a sustainable future for the TVET sector. Also, we seek to foster additional commitment from the government and relevant stakeholders and partners for the improvement of TVET.
Director of the Dominica TVET Council, Lester Riviere. Dr. Thompson Fontaine has expressed disappointment at some CARICOM leaders' public decision not to interfere in Dominicans' fight for electoral reform before they participate in another general election. Dr. Fontaine shared his sentiments on Q95's Eye on Elections program, hosted by CEO of Wise QFM, Sheridan Gregoire, also known as Mr. G.
Apparently, we've heard Gaston Brown saying he's not interfering, even after he said that it is okay to have the election, it's too short a time to have electoral reform. Then he says he's not interfering. We have not heard from the other leaders. Mayor Motley, interestingly, is very, very quiet. One has to wonder again what happened with this Ross University deal. Is Mayor Motley implicit with Roosevelt Skerritt in plotting against the people of Dominica to move Ross from Dominica to Barbados? I'm hearing that there are some interesting documents that have been garnered or gained by some authorities that we might hear about.
Dr. Fontaine, an economist, is of the opinion that the country is on the verge of a crisis.
But we have a problem in Dominica, a crisis. I think we are at the point of crisis, and we should act accordingly. We need absolutely to, as Dominicans, to decide what's the best course of action. And for me, the best course of action is not to have the elections on the 6th, but to postpone the election and to call for cleansing of the list. And until we do that, then we're just making a mockery of our democracy.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. Leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, says he and his party is opposed to the selling of ambassadorships diplomatic passports and diplomatic immunity, adding that the claim made by DLP officials, which stated that Linton was involved in signing an MOU that confirmed that he, Linton, who may become the next Prime Minister of Dominica, would sell ambassadorship for personal reasons.
First of all, Lennox Linton, the political leader of the United Workers' Party and the political party that he leads, we are against the sale of ambassadorships, diplomatic passports, diplomatic immunity. We are opposed to the exchange of money for any ambassadorship, any passport, diplomatic passport, or any diplomatic immunity. And I want to state that on the record this morning, so there is no ambiguity about that. I also want to state that at no time in the past, now, or will there ever be an occasion in the future where Lennox Linton will offer ambassadorships, diplomatic passports, or diplomatic immunity for sale to anybody. Because fundamentally, I think it's wrong. I think it's a flagrant violation of the United Nations Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations of 1961. And I believe that the practice of selling diplomatic immunity, ambassadorships, diplomatic passports, represents a crime against humanity.
However, Q95 News can confirm that after reviewing this MOU, the parties involved signed this MOU only on the basis of possibly becoming an ambassador, on the fact that this individual possessed certified investigative skills to look into the whereabouts of the millions of dollars missing from Dominica's consolidated fund under the management of the Roosevelt Garrett DLP administration.
Now, understand what you just saw in that Al Jazeera documentary. You saw a number of politicians being accused of involvement in one way or the other. And at the back end of the program, you saw the Al Jazeera report seeking to tie Lennox Linton into a deal for selling diplomatic passports. It never happened. I have had no discussions with Oliver Serafin. As a matter of fact, I have not spoken to or seen Oliver Serafin in more than 5 years. I didn't even know he was in Dominica. We have had absolutely no conversation about campaign financing, far less campaign finance money in exchange for diplomatic passports or diplomatic immunity. I have had no conversation at all with David Bruni or any agreement with David Bruni to sell diplomatic passports, ambassadorships, or diplomatic immunity to anybody. I spoke to David Bruni about a state asset recovery program that I am committed to as leader of the United Workers' Party after getting into government. And the extent to which David, as a legal person using his network, could identify for us a couple of legal people with international experience, cross-border international experience in finance and money laundering and so on, to help us find the assets of the state of Dominica that have been deposited
around the world.
Around the world. That, in essence, was the memorandum, the substance of the memorandum of understanding, the MOU that I signed with David Bruni. As Al Jazeera has noted, it has absolutely nothing to do with exchange of money for diplomatic immunity, diplomatic passports, or ambassadorships. They have said that in the story.
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Attorney at law and one of Lennox Linton's lawyers, David Bruni, clears the air on a controversial Al Jazeera documentary seeking to connect the United Workers' Party team leader to sales of diplomacy. Earlier on Tuesday, a documentary released by Al Jazeera entitled Diplomats for Sale focused on revealing members of high society who, for diplomatic immunity, have engaged in the trade in Caribbean diplomatic passports, which has become a magnet for wealthy foreigners, corrupt businessmen, and criminals from around the world. The investigation reveals details of how an oil smuggler turned ambassador turned international fugitive bought his way into the diplomatic class. Investigators now go undercover to reveal the inner workings of a secret system to find out how much it costs and what it takes to purchase what's become the ultimate luxury item, a diplomatic passport. The documentary revealed some rather eyebrow-raising information, which painted the image of Lennox Linton as being involved in this diplomatic controversy. In the spirit of transparency, accountability, and humility, attorney at law, Mr. David Bruni, made it clear that Linton is not and was not an active participant in the sale of any diplomacy whatsoever. He explains the memorandum of understanding and what the details entail, emphasizing on due diligence and transparency.
This memorandum of understanding explains that a person will be appointed, but only if he has the requisite skills and can subject himself to due diligence. How many of the ambassadors who've, first of all, this is a document. How many documents have you seen for the appointment of ambassadors in this government? Lennox Linton is the first leader who has put pen to paper bravely and said, I need a team, I need something. And it's in the public interest for this to be done. It's in the public interest for him to find competent lawyers skilled in cross-border financial matters to operate for Dominica. It could be worth $2 billion to us. And what kind of leader is he? A passive, tepid person? No, I don't think that's Lennox Linton I know. He's forthright. And let me tell you that Lennox did not have any knowledge of anything that O.J. Serafin said. Take that to the bank. Lennox Linton had no knowledge of anything O.J. Serafin said that night on that recording. Nothing. Lennox never met O.J., hasn't spoken to O.J. in about 10 years, and I was speaking for Lennox in relation to the Memorandum of Understanding.
David Bruni says that Memorandum of Understanding is quite clear on Lennox and himself disposition, and went on to read the letter written by O.J. Serafin to Al Jazeera, clearly stated that Mr. Bruni was left outside the loop of the operations. He then expressed his disappointment in the approach taken by Al Jazeera, which was clandestine, in his opinion.
When we received letters from Al Jazeera, O.J. was astounded. I said, O.J., look, these people have included me. This is what O.J. wrote to Al Jazeera, and he gave me a copy of the letter he wrote. This is what he said. The name of David Bruni was given, but he, Mr. Bruni, at no time requested fees from me or anyone else, as he was always consistently suspicious of being engaged by persons of dubious character. I kept that matter outside of him for until the due diligence was completed. That's O.J. speaking to Al Jazeera. He's telling them, David didn't know anything about this. Why couldn't Al Jazeera have asked me directly, would Mr. Lennox Linton accept $400,000 for a passport? Isn't that normal journalistic protocol? Why do you think they didn't ask me? Why didn't they ask Lennox undercover? Go undercover and ask him. Why not ask me directly? Look, David Bruni, you're acting for Lennox Linton. Would he do this? Why all the clandestine stuff? But here's something else. When I said I speak for Mr. Linton, it was specific to the Memorandum of Understanding. And that is the only thing I had instructions from Mr. Lennox to deal with. The memorandum, which is clear. Lennox can stand behind this all day long. All day long.
Bruni says it is critically important that the diplomatic affairs of the country is organized, and what he would like to see is the government issuing documents to ambassadors that they represent a country, not just their personal reward.
It's critically important that the diplomatic affairs of the country are organized, and what I'd like to see is the government issuing such documents to ambassadors to put them on notice that they are being appointed not for the benefit of any one individual, but for the benefit of the country. And this document, signed by Mr. Linton, is a clear expression of intent of what Mr. Linton expects, not only from himself, but from his ambassadors and from his soon-to-be ministers, I hope, so that ambassadors no longer can just sit in fat offices overseas and be producing nothing for Dominica. We have, in this case, I think for the first 2 years of Mr. Linton's administration, he's going to have to engage an endless amount of professional people in order to do the work that's necessary for Dominica. So this thing may be the first time it's happened that a prospective prime minister has created a memorandum of understanding for the purpose of tying in an ambassador for the people of Dominica, for the benefit of Dominica. But that's the way we should move forward. When an ambassador is appointed, the people of Dominica should see a document like this explaining who he is. You see, in my document, it says this: influential, ably qualified, and affluent individual endowed with the necessary qualifications to be an asset to the diplomatic corps of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica. Qualifications, due diligence. It's riddled with transparency and protection for the people of Dominica. Never again would a Monfaret happen if we have this document.
You've just heard statements from attorney at law and representative for parliamentarian Lennox Linton, David Bruni. Law enforcement says there will be no tolerance for any motorcade held on Sunday, December 1st, 2019. Police Chief Daniel Carbon says he met with both political parties to discuss this matter. He explained that the country is very much politically charged, as well as the presence of a mega tourist ship to touch base with Dominican shores. Carbon said it is important that persons adhere to these guidelines.
I take this opportunity to inform the general public that I have just concluded a meeting with my high command and representative of the leadership of the Dominican Labour Party and the United Workers Party. I summoned the meeting to discuss applications that I have received from both parties to have their motorcade on Sunday, the 1st of December, 2019. After having discussions with them, I have taken a decision not to grant permission to any of the parties to have the island-wide motorcade on Sunday, 1st December 2019, or any day, as a matter of fact. I have not given permission for any of the parties to have any motorcade on any day. I have concerns over the security of the state. The general election campaign is highly politically charged. I have to take the safety of motorists, road users, pedestrians into consideration. There will also be two cruise ships in port on Sunday, the 1st of December, 2019. And one of those cruise ships is a mega ship. Both parties came to the understanding and they decided that they will not have a motorcade. And so I am asking the general public to be guided accordingly, that I have not given permission to any of the parties to have any motorcade. Not on Sunday, not on any day.
You've just heard statements from Police Chief Daniel Carbon. The Dominica Export-Import Agency, DEXIA, is encouraging shoppers to support its Dominican-based products during the holidays, inviting all to seek out their gifts and other needs at the second annual Strictly Local Christmas Village, SLCV, taking place at the Roseau Market from Wednesday, 18th December 2019, to Friday, 20th December 2019. Event Committee Chairperson and Head of DEXIA's Export Promotion and Development, J. Lloyd Pascal, states, "We want to impress on members of the public that this is not an expo to just sample goods. While there will be sampling, participants are using this avenue to sell their products and services. The event, spearheaded by DEXIA in collaboration with the Dominica Arts and Craft Producers Association, the Dominica Health and Wellness Association, the Dominica Manufacturers Association, and the Whitey Kubli Artist Association, also aims to increase public awareness of local businesses and their products, while fostering a network among members of the various associations." Artist Margot LaRocque of the Whitey Kubli Artist Association says it was a great experience working with the various organizations to put this event together. The WAA will also have art on sale at SLCV Volume 2. The media has been informed that the organizers for this event are spearheading some new activities for this year's expo, including an opening parade through the streets of Roseau, ending at the Roseau Market. There will be a kids' creative workspace where budding entrepreneurs will partake in upcycling projects to convert items for new uses, such as pet beds from tires, rugs from scraps of material, and designing paper cards from old newspapers. Shoppers can also expect face painting to be offered on those 3 days. In more news, the Statistics Research and Information Technology SRIT unit within the Ministry of Agriculture in Antigua has received much needed equipment to strengthen its data collection capacity. Four tablets, which were purchased under the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation, on agriculture, AICA's rapid response action project for the eradication of the giant African snail were officially handed over to the unit in a brief ceremony today at the ministry's headquarters. The devices will be used in the first instance to facilitate a survey which is being conducted by the SRIT unit to determine the socio-economic impact of the giant African snail in Antigua and Barbuda. But in the long term, they will become a part of the toolkit of this particular unit. You're listening to Q95 News. At least 18 people have been killed after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Albania. The defense ministry says the quake brought down buildings and left people trapped under rubble. One man died after jumping from a window in panic after the tremor struck. The quake hit 34 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana in the early hours of Tuesday. Hours later, a separate earthquake struck the city of Mostar in Bosnia. There were no reports of casualties there. Albanian Prime Minister Idai Rama said rescuers would continue to search patiently and thoroughly to the end. We have victims. We are working to do everything possible in the affected areas, he wrote on Twitter. And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. Dr. Thompson Fontaine has expressed disappointment at some CARICOM leaders' public decision not to interfere in Dominicans' fight for electoral reform before they participate in another general election. The Statistics, Research and Information Technology SRIT unit within the Ministry of Agriculture in Antigua has received much-needed equipment from AICA to strengthen its data collection capacity. And at least 18 people have been killed after a deadly 6.4 magnitude earthquake hit Albania, the Defense Ministry says. Now, the news was brought to you compliments Scott's Dominica Limited, one of our valued sponsors. Stay tuned to the big station.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it